Hey guys, what's up everyone? My name is Irene Wakazi Nyange. Welcome and welcome back to yet another short episode. Because nowadays, guys, I don't give you like a whole 1 hour, a whole 30, 45 minutes episode. It's just like ramble chats. And it's still okay, you know? It's still okay because I get to just like show up here authentically. And I still love it, so... Hi guys, mukaje, muko vipi, mnaendeleaje? We are nominated. We got nominated, and I am still so thrilled, and I am so happy. In as much as I haven't been posting the link, sana. Also, I'm very hesitant because of the like pain, like voters pain for like the nominees, or rather like the people that they want to support. It's still like a little bit triggering, but you know what guys, the link is still on the previous episode on the description box. And please guys, thank you so much for the support so far. I love you guys and I really appreciate, and yeah, thank you so much, and continue voting. The voting process, I think, in Asia mid this month, so probably next week part one. So, and we will be having the gala event. Mbona naongea kama mzungu na mimi ni Mkenya mtaita Mswahili. Jamani. Anyway, kutakuwa na gala. I don't know. I've never been like to like a gala girl. Hi! Muna, hey jamani wakazi. Hey, relax. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to like attend that, like the event, and just show up and just connect and network. So guys, if you get the chance to show up, please show up and show out and just, you know, vibe. Yeah. So anyway, how are you? You okay? I am naweza sema niko sawa. Yani niko sawa. Yani April naweza sema imeanza na vibe flani hivi, yani inachanganya, yani iko confusing kidogo, yani sielewi, unaelewa, yani sielewi. Lakini tunashukuru, changamoto tu za dunia, changamoto za maisha, ila jamani shwari, unaelewa yani. Sasa I was you know this Snapchat things where like you streak, I know like some people consider it old fashioned, some people consider it the thrill, or rather the thing in town, bado. But you know, for us, for some of us, it's still like, it doesn't really matter. We just like streak whatever we want to streak because we want to, you know. So I was streaking this particular video that I had recorded of myself, and I haven't even sent it because like it just like dawned to me like, wow. Because this song, guys, it's called Firm Foundation. I'm sure so many of you know the song. I can't really like tell like who exactly I remember, but I know them when I see them. Is it Maverick City? I don't know. And some guy, I can't remember. I will check it. I will check. But you guys, please go and check it. When you type Firm Foundation, I'm sure it's a letter. The live one. It's so powerful. The performance is really powerful. And I really resonate with that song most of the time. And like in most seasons of my life. And you know, I had like a moment where I asked myself, this mini seasons, so it's like a 20-80 ratio, and I was asking myself, this 20%, yeah, like who do I run to? What are the thoughts that do run like in my head when I don't like go to God for peace and for like for him to like help me ease my burdens? And I was just asking myself like, wow. And just like thinking about every situation that like I thought like I wouldn't come out of, and I did, because I kept on singing that song, and I kept on praying to God to give me peace of mind. and peace of heart. And it's like, wow, you know, because I'm asking myself, guys, spiritual realization. So many thoughts in my head right now, and I'm just like, you know, because kuna so many cases where it may happen where, like, when I feel like heartbroken by someone, be it like a friend or like I'm coming out of a relationship, and it really like hurts, and I'm just like, please God, give me peace, please. You guys know how like nini, like heartbreaks can like F you up like in the head, and also like really shatter your heart, you understand? Like for me, to be very honest, heartbreaks are like one of the things like that can really like put me down like 100%, and like those situations where I ask myself, how am I getting myself out of this heart? Okay. Sleeping hungry is not an issue really for me, like I am talking about my thing, because I know if today I don't have, tomorrow I will have. What else? Not having like transport to go to work. I know the life that we're living, the economy is crazy. But yeah, stick, focus. Not having transport to go to work. If I decide to walk today, you guys will think I am exercising, but truly I don't have transport to get a boda to go to work, or like, you know, you get, these are things that like I can come out of, because I know I will have my salary maybe next week or in 2 weeks, and even like I will sell 1, 2, 3 things here, like cloth items. Relax, don't overthink, because yeah, I have a side hustle, and I will do that, and I will have my 200 bob, I will have my 300 bob, and I will move on. I will have like a friend send me money, you get, even if it's like I will refund, or like it's like out of their own like will, like, you get. But let me tell you, heartbreak is something that can really put me down, and I am asking myself, in this season, in these seasons, why do I not seek the peace of God? Why do I not seek the help of God? Like why do I let, this is the thing guys, okay, why do I let like my mind control how my heart should feel? Oh my God. That's it, you know. Then guys, the mind is the enemy. You know why? Because we spend so much time feeding on things that are being spoken or like talked about on the internet, and we feed ourselves. Oh my God. But again, I understand it's not easy. I am a victim. I get it. But again, like, who will come up with a manual that will like forever stick? That, let me tell you, if you get like your heart broken, you know what? God will heal your heart, because he is the creator of your heart. Oh, not these people who you're listening to on the internet. Not me talking on the internet and then telling people not to listen to people on the internet. Yo! I love my life. Oh, I love my life. Lord Jesus, I love my life. Anyway, but guys, do you get the point though? Do you? You know? Why in these hard times where like we fall sick? It's like, you know, sometimes there's a time I was really sick and I can't remember. Okay, I remember praying, but I did not like pray like genuinely, like God, like anything else. You know, any mungu ni sami, like anything else. You know, kama tunamkosea mungu kupenda. And these are the things that make me feel like I don't read the Bible, like really, like, you know, like
read in between the lines. There's a message. There's always a message for you. There's always a message for you. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Oh, pray every day. Oh, pray every day.
God.
God is great. But let me tell you, the mind is the enemy. Yeah. Please, if someone relates to this, to whatever I'm saying, please just DM me or like contact me. Like just reach out and tell me, I understand. And I want you like to, no, I don't want you to do that, but I want you to do this with me. I need you to do this with me. If you feel like I want, you know, I was telling God, because heartbreaks are things like that are meant to happen. It's like change. The like heartbreaks are inevitable. Yeah, it's something that like might happen. Should happen. And I was telling God, I know this is weird to pray about, but I was just telling God, my next heartbreak, God, please. Tangulia. Make me find joy in hard seasons. Make me, I don't want to cry the whole day in bed. I don't want to go to work moody AF. I don't want to talk to my friends while I'm crying. And not that it's not okay to cry, it's totally okay to cry, but I want immense peace, godly peace. Oh my God. I am so happy that I am sharing this with you guys, because these are the things that I talk to myself about. Does that make sense? I think, I don't know, but you get it, you know. Wow, I am so wise. I love me. I love this episode, actually. How should I call it? I should call it, The Mind is the Enemy. Guys, it's the self-realization for me. Girl, okay. I love myself, guys. So let me tell you, if you're going through any season, any hard season, be it loss, be it heartbreak, be it, you mention it, let me tell you, cry for the peace of God. Cry, tell God, please God, I just want your peace. And don't get tired praying about it, because let me tell you, God is your God. God is your creator. And let me tell you something. You guys, you think I am preaching. I'm not preaching. This is the Spirit of the Lord just working through me. I am just but a vessel. Does that make sense? I don't know, but guys, you get it. You get it, you know. Every time you go through something so not easy, just tell God, God, I want your peace. Give me your peace. And it's not always about like you going through a hard time. You can even like be so happy, and you know that there are people who are very like not going through, like, okay, everyone is going through something, but again, kuna like a sense of comfort that like life gives you, like when you have money, you're comfortable, you can buy anything you want, you know. It's different now, someone who does not have money and she or he is crying like for like, God, please, I just want a meal. God, please, I just, you know, there's a difference. I think you understand. But let me tell you, all in all, it doesn't matter the situation, God's peace. That's the goal, guys. That's the goal. God's peace, God's joy. Unajua watu wanaweza kuwa na kushangaa, "Oh, vipi wanafurahi hivi?" Alafu najua kwenyu, kama si kwenye hata like unamjua mtu mmoja ambaye yani anakuwa na furaha sana, alafu yani ako very vibrant yani kutoka ndani, yani unaona, jamani, huyu jamani ni upendo kabisa, hata angeitwa upendo, angeitwa amani, yani unaona vile, yani mtu ni kama unaona yani kama Mungu vile. Omba amani, ombea amani jamani, amani ya Mungu iwe nanyi.
Guys, let me go. You know, I wanted to cook ugali. And by the way, guys, I have been having like really weird like eating patterns, and I don't like it. I am one person who doesn't like when my like body is being complimented, like in a hey, have you lost some weight? I've really struggled with like body image, and I know some of you who know me are thinking what? But let me tell you, no one is free from insecurities. So I have really struggled like with like even like gaining some weight, a little bit of weight. And there's nothing heartbreaking when someone who is trying to gain weight I lose weight. It's just so frustrating, you know. It's just so much to take in, you know. And the fact that aunties in the village do not have boundaries, they're just like, oh my god, why are you telling me that? Like, what if that was my last straw? Like, what if that makes me kill myself? Like, you know, like, just don't tell me shit. Like, okay, jokes aside, but like, yeah, that's the story. So guys, if you have tips like that can help me, alafu mimi ni safara, like usianze kuniambia mambo ya you know what, you should do some diet, you should get some sesame seeds, you should go to the bungalow bush and get some, you know, some fermented wheat. No, don't tell me shit like expensive things. Just tell me like vitu kama kula tomato, fanya tizi, sijui ni niambia vitu kama hivyo. Mimi usianze kuniambia vitu za sijui, I think you should go and buy anything related to money. Not now, babe, not now. I'm a future millionaire, but you know, slowly, if you get what I'm saying. Anyway, so guys, let me go try and cook something. No, I'm not trying. I will actually cook. And yeah, and have a really nice meal. And I have a really interesting story, guys. Just pray for me it doesn't jinx. Ooh, you already know what I'm saying. Anyway, so bye, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and even like listening to this beautiful episode, beautiful authentic episode. And let's talk about how TikTok is becoming like a really dangerous but yet fun place to be. Why does TikTok understand exactly what you're going through? It's the algorithm for me. Why do you know when I'm heartbroken? And why do you keep on like Nini? Okay. But you get what I'm saying. Like, TikTok knows exactly what you're going through, and I don't like it, to be very honest with you guys. I don't like it. So yeah. So guys, I'm still like a nominee, and I'd really love your support, guys. So please go and vote for me, guys. Vibes with Wakazi Podcast KA, guys, and I really appreciate it, guys. So yeah, show up. I mean. Still struggling with my English, but you know, it's just life. And I really miss you guys. This is like how I be when I miss someone. It's so beautiful, you know. It's just like I just want to talk. Sometimes I even like don't like think of this space like as a podcast, because you guys can't see me. Okay, you know, you can see me if you want to, but like you cannot, you understand? So you know, you get what I'm saying, like I can just be myself and I like not feel shy, you know, and just feel like, you know, I've talked to like my younger self or like my, you know, my future self. Like it's a beautiful space that I created for myself and for the people who can relate. So I love it so much. I love myself. So good night to myself. Do you guys know that, Nini?
know that sound from TikTok. Good night to myself. I love myself. Then that guy kisses himself like, okay, you can't see me, so I don't have to explain it. So, bye, guys. And take care of yourself. Make good decisions for yourself. Make good choices. Take water, drink water, put on sunscreen, and love yourself. And if you want sunscreen, please, I sell them at All Things Flukundo Thrift Shop. It is a thrift shop, whatever. But you can go check All Things Lukundo on Instagram and Vibes Wakazi Podcast K on Instagram and also me, Wakazi, on... Okay, bye, guys. Hey, Jameen. Hey guys, what's up everyone? My name is Irene Wakazi Nyange. Welcome and welcome back to yet another short episode. Because nowadays, guys, I don't give you like a whole 1 hour, a whole 30, 45 minutes episode. It's just like ramble chats. And it's still okay, you know? It's still okay because I get to just like show up here authentically. And I still love it, so... Hi guys, mukaje mko vipi mnaendeleaje? We are nominated. We got nominated and I am still so thrilled and I am so happy. In as much as I haven't been posting the link sana, also I'm very hesitant because of the like pain, like voters paying for like the nominees, or rather like the people that they want to support. It's still like a little bit triggering, but you know what guys, the link is still on the previous episode on the description box. And please guys, thank you so much for the support so far. I love you guys and I really appreciate, and yeah, thank you so much, and continue voting. The voting process, I think, in Asia mid this month, so probably next week part one. So, and we will be having the gala event. Mbona naongea kama mzungu na mimi ni Mkenya mtaita Mswahili. Jamani. Anyway, kutakuwa na gala. I don't know. I've never been like to like a gala girl. Hi! Muna, hey jamani wakazi. Relax. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to like attend that, like the event, and just show up and just connect and network. So guys, if you get the chance to show up, please show up and show out and just, you know, vibe. Yeah. So anyway, how are you? You okay? I am nazasema niko sawa. Yani niko sawa. Yani April nazasema imeanza na vibe flani hivi, yani inachanganya, yani iko confusing kidogo, yani sielewi, unaelewa, yani sielewi. Lakini tunashukuru, changamoto tu za dunia, changamoto za maisha, ila jamani shwari, unaelewa? Unaelewa yani. Sasa I was you know this Snapchat things where like you streak, I know like some people consider it old fashioned, some people consider it the thrill, or rather the thing in town, bado. But you know, for us, for some of us, it's still like, it doesn't really matter. We just like streak whatever we want to streak because we want to, you know. So I was streaking this particular video that I had recorded of myself, and I haven't even sent it because like it just like dawned to me like, wow. Because this song, guys, it's called Farm Foundation. I'm sure so many of you know the song. I can't really like tell like who exactly a member, but I know them when I see them. Is it Maverick City? I don't know. And some guy, I can't remember. I will check it. I will check. But you guys, please go and check it. When you type Farm Foundation, I'm sure it's a letter. The live one. It's so powerful. The performance is really powerful. And I really resonate with that song most of the time. And like in most seasons of my life. And you know,
I had like a moment where I asked myself, this mini seasons, so it's like a 20-80 ratio, and I was asking myself, this 20% yeah, like who do I run to? What are the thoughts that do run like in my head when I don't like go to God for peace and for like for him to like help me ease my burdens? And I was just asking myself like, wow. And just like thinking about every situation that like I thought like I wouldn't come out of, and I did, because I kept on singing that song, and I kept on praying to God to give me peace of mind and peace of heart. And it's like, wow, you know, because I'm asking myself, guys, spiritual realization. So many thoughts in my head right now, and I'm just like, you know, because kuna so many cases where it may happen where like when I feel like heartbroken by someone, be it like a friend or like I'm coming out of a relationship, and it really like hurts, and I'm just like, please God, give me peace, please. You guys know how like nini, like heartbreaks can like F you up like in the head, and also like really shatter your heart, you understand? Like for me, to be very honest, heartbreaks are like one of the things like that can really like put me down like 100%. And like those situations where I ask myself, how am I getting myself out of this? Hi. Sleeping hungry is not an issue really for me. Like I am talking about my thing, because I know if today I don't have, tomorrow I will have. What else? Not having like transport to go to work. I know the life that we're living, the economy is crazy. But yeah, focus. Not having transport to go to work. If I decide to walk today, you guys will think I am exercising, but truly I don't have transport to get a boda to go to work, or like, you know, you get, these are things that like I can come out of, because I know I will have my salary maybe next week or in 2 weeks, and even like I will sell 1, 2, 3 things here, like cloth items. Relax, don't overthink, because yeah, I have a side hustle, and I will do that, and I will have my 200 bob, I will have my 300 bob, and I will move on. I will have like a friend send me money, you get, even if it's like I will refund, or like it's like out of their own like will, you get. But let me tell you, heartbreak is something that can really put me down, and I am asking myself, in this season, why do I not seek the peace of God? Why do I not seek the help of God? Like what why do I let, this is the thing, guys. Okay, why do I let like my mind control how my heart should feel? Oh my God. That's it, you know. Then guys, the mind is the enemy. You know why? Because we spend so much time feeding on things that are being spoken or like talked about on the internet, and we feed ourselves. Oh my God. But again, I understand it's not easy. I am a victim. I get it. But again, like, who will come up with a manual that will like forever stick? That, let me tell you, if you get like your heart broken, you know what? God will heal your heart, because he is the creator of your heart. Oh,
not these people who you're listening to on the internet. Not me talking on the internet and then telling people not to listen to people on the internet. Yo! I love my life. Oh, I love my life, Lord Jesus. I love my life. Anyway, but guys, do you get the point though? Do you? You know? Why in these hard times where like we fall sick? It's like, you know, sometimes there's a time I was really sick and I can't remember. Okay, I remember praying, but I did not like pray like genuinely. Like God, like anything else, you know, any mungu ni samia, like anything else, you know, kama tunamkosea mungu kupenda. And these are the things that make me feel like I don't read the Bible, like, really, like, you know, like, read in between the lines. This is a message. This always a message for you. This always a message for you. Read your Bible, pray every day. Oh, pray every day. Oh, pray every day. God. God is great. But let me tell you, the mind is the enemy. Yeah. Please, if someone relates to this, to whatever I'm saying, please just DM me or like, contact me, like just reach out and tell me I understand. And I want you like to, no, I don't want you to do that, but I want you to do this with me. I need you to do this with me. If you feel like I want, you know, I was telling God, because heartbreaks are things like that are meant to happen. It's like change, the like heartbreaks are inevitable. Yeah, it's something that like might happen, should happen. And I was telling God, I know this is weird to pray about, but I was just telling God, my next heartbreak, God, please tangulia, make me find joy in hard seasons. Make me, I don't want to cry the whole day in bed. I don't want to go to work moody AF. I don't want to talk to my friends while I'm crying. And not that it's not okay to cry, it's totally okay to cry, but I want immense peace, godly peace. Oh my God. I am so happy that I am sharing this with you guys, because these are the things that I talk to myself about. Does that make sense? I think, I don't know, but you get it. You know? Wow. I am so wise. I love me. I love this episode, actually. How should I call it? I should call it, The Mind is the Enemy. Guys, it's the self-realization for me. Girl, okay. I love myself, guys. So, let me tell you, if you're going through any season, any hard season, be it loss, be it heartbreak, be it, you mention it. Let me tell you, crave. Cry for the peace of God. Cry, tell God, please God, I just want your peace. And don't get tired praying about it. Because let me tell you, God is your God. God is your creator. And let me tell you something. You guys, you think I am preaching. I'm not preaching. This is the Spirit of the Lord just working through me. I am just but a vessel. Does that make sense? I don't know, but guys, you get it. You get it, you know. Every time you go through something so not easy, just tell God, God, I want your peace. Give me your peace. And it's not always about like you going through a hard time. You can even like be so happy, and you know, there are people who are very like not going through, like, okay, everyone is going through something, but again, kuna like a sense of comfort that like life gives you, like when you have money, you're comfortable, you can buy anything you want. You know, it's different now, someone who does not have money and she or he is crying like for like, God please, I just want a meal, God please, I just, you know, there's a difference. I think you understand, but let me tell you, all in all, it doesn't matter the situation, God's peace, that's the goal, guys, that's the goal, God's peace, God's joy. Unajua watu wanaweza kuwa na kushangani, uu vipi wanafurafura hivi, alafu najua kwenyu, kama si kwenyu hata, like unamjua mtu mmoja ambaye yani anakuwa na furaha sana, alafu yani ako very vibrant yani kutoka ndani, yani unaona jamani, huyu jamani ni upendo kabisa, hata angeitwa upendo angeitwa amani, yani unaona vile, yani mtu ni kama unaona yani kama Mungu vile. Omba amani, ombea amani jamani, amani ya Mungu iwe nanyi. Guys, let me go. You know, I wanted to cook ugali, and by the way, guys, I have been having like really weird like eating patterns, and I don't like it. I am one person who doesn't like when my like body is being complimented, like in a, hey, have you lost some weight? I've really struggled with like body image, and I know some of you who know me are thinking what, but let me tell you, no one is free from insecurities. So I have really struggled like with like even like gaining some weight, some little bit of weight, and there's nothing heartbreaking when someone who is trying to gain weight I lose weight. It's just so frustrating, you know. It's just so much to take in, you know. And the fact that aunties in the village do not have boundaries. They're just like, umekonda skele, wenskele. Why are you telling me that? Like, what if that was my last straw? Like, what if that makes me kill myself? Like, you know, like, just don't tell me shit. Like, okay, jokes aside, but yeah, that's the story. So guys, if you have tips like that can help me, alafu mimi ni safara, like usianze kuniambia mambo ya, you know what, you should do some diet, you should get some sesame seeds, you should go to the bungalow bush and get some, you know, some fermented wheat. No, don't tell me shit like expensive things. Just tell me like vitu kama kula tomato, fanya tizi, sijui ni niambia vitu kama hivyo. Mimi usianze kuniambia vitu za sijui, I think you should go and buy anything related to money. Not now, babe, not now. I'm a future millionaire, but you know, slowly, if you get what I'm saying. Anyway, so guys, let me go try and cook something. No, I'm not trying. I will actually cook. And yeah, and have a really nice meal. And I have a really interesting story, guys. Just pray for me it doesn't jinx. Ooh, you already know what I'm saying. Anyway, so bye, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and even like listening to this beautiful episode, beautiful authentic episode. And let's talk about how TikTok is becoming like a really dangerous but yet fun place to be. Why does TikTok understand exactly what you're going through? It's the algorithm for me. Why do you know when I'm heartbroken? And why do you keep on like Nini? Okay. But you get what I'm saying. Like, TikTok knows exactly what you're going through, and I don't like it, to be very honest with you guys. I don't like it. So yeah. So guys, I'm still like a nominee, and I'd really love your support, guys. So please go and vote for me, guys. Vibes with Wakazi Podcast KA, guys, and I really appreciate it, guys. So yeah, show up. I mean.
still struggling with my English. But you know, it's just life. And I really miss you guys. This is like how I be when I miss someone. It's so beautiful, you know. It's just like I just want to talk. Sometimes I even like don't like think of this space like as a podcast, because you guys can't see me. Okay, you know, you can see me if you want to, but like you cannot, you understand? So you know, you get what I'm saying, like I can just be myself and I like not feel shy, you know, and just feel like, you know, I've talked to like my younger self or like my, you know, my future self. Like it's a beautiful space that I created for myself and for the people who can relate. So I love it so much. I love myself. So good night to myself. Do you guys know that, Nini? Know that sound from TikTok? Good night to myself. I love myself. Then that guy kisses himself like, okay, you can't see me, so I don't have to explain it. So bye guys, and take care of yourself. Make good decisions for yourself. Make good choices. Take water, drink water, put on sunscreen, and love yourself. And if you want sunscreen, please, I sell them at All Things Lukundo thrift shop. It is a thrift shop, whatever. But you can go check All Things Lukundo on Instagram and Vibes Wakazi Podcast K on Instagram, and also me, Wakazi, on... Okay, bye, guys. Hey, Jermaine.